For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. President Trump's legal team wraps up its argument in his Senate trial today. Yesterday, his defense ignored the firestorm over revelations in a soon-to-be-published book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton writes that Trump wanted him to withhold military aid from Ukraine until it committed to helping with investigations into rival Joe Biden. Trump brushed off the report.
Well, I haven't seen a manuscript, but I can tell you nothing was ever said to John Bolton, but I have not seen a manuscript. I guess he's writing a book. I have not seen it.
Bolton's assertion matters because Trump and his lawyers have repeatedly insisted he never tied the suspension of military aid to political investigations. It also gave weight to the Democratic demand that Bolton be called as a witness in the trial. Democratic Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff is the lead House prosecutor.
We could not have made a more powerful case for calling him than the case the president's lawyers just did in trying to contest that link between military aid investigations. So once again, they underscored the importance of John Bolton as a witness who would corroborate exactly what the uncontested evidence that the House put on shows, that President Trump used hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid to coerce an ally to conduct these political sham investigations.
For their part, Trump's attorney said there was no basis to remove Trump from office, defended his actions as appropriate, and assailed Biden. The legal team argued that Trump had legitimate reasons to be suspicious of Hunter Biden's business dealings and concerned about corruption in Ukraine. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 to allow the Trump administration to put in place new rules that could jeopardize permanent resident status for immigrants who use food stamps, Medicaid, or housing vouchers. Under the new policy, immigration officials can deny green cards to legal immigrants over their use of public benefits. Roughly 544,000 people apply for green cards annually. According to the government, 382,000 are in categories that would make them subject to the new review. California Governor Gavin Newsom denounced the decision. He said its effect will be devastating. Newsom said because of the rule, families already are going hungry and people are avoiding needed medical care. The California governor said the state will continue to fight what he called these efforts to terrorize immigrant families. Israel's attorney general formally has indicted Benjamin Netanyahu on corruption charges after the prime minister withdrew his request for parliamentary immunity. Netanyahu may have been hoping the dramatic events in Israel will be overshadowed by what President Trump is calling the deal of the century. The supposed plan for peace between Israel and the Palestinians will be unveiled today. It was developed without participation of the Palestinians, who have rejected it in advance. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat.
This is actually the fraud of the century. The fraud of the century. Not its deal. Canceling everything relating to international law and international legitimacy.
Netanyahu has hailed the plan as a chance to make history and define Israel's final borders. His political challenger, Benny Gantz, has spoken in glowing terms about Trump and his initiative. A key question will be whether the proposal includes U.S. support for any Israeli annexation of the occupied West Bank. In the run-up to Israel's March 2nd election, Netanyahu has called for annexing parts of the West Bank and imposing Israeli sovereignty on all its settlements there. The settlements are illegal under international law. A federal appeals court hears arguments today in three lawsuits opposing President Trump's travel ban on mostly Muslim countries. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the administration's ban in 2018. But plaintiffs claim that the Supreme Court ruling was narrow. They say it only rejected a preliminary injunction to block the travel ban and did not consider the merits of the constitutional challenge to it. Meantime, nearly every Democratic House member has signed on to legislation that would overturn the ban on travelers from Syria, Somalia, Yemen, Libya, Iran, North Korea, and some officials from Venezuela. Los Angeles Democratic Congresswoman Judy Chu co-sponsored the legislation called the No Ban Act. She says the Supreme Court ruling upholding the ban included a requirement the Trump administration grant waivers to people who go through a stringent vetting process. Chu says the administration is not complying with the waiver procedure.
All of that is why, in addition to repealing all three Muslim bans, The No Ban Act requires a president to demonstrate an actual threat before issuing such a ban. And that means if the president believes our existing vetting system is not working, he would have to demonstrate that the 90% of an entire country, which happens to be majority Muslim, is too dangerous to be here.
The Trump administration is expected to add more countries to the travel ban soon. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.